Welcome, welcome to the new year.
Happy New Year, slut.
We made it out of fucking 2020, and honestly, 2021 is probably going to not be much different. Welcome, guys, to another episode of Horrible Decisions. I'm your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Debt Bitch, a.k.a. Full Court Pumps, a.k.a. Tripod Mommy.
Hi, guys. If you've never heard my voice, I am so sad for you. My name is Weezy. Welcome to our show, Horrible Decisions. We are so excited to start this fucking year off with a bang. Did you start with a bang?
A bang like in my pussy?
Because I'm going to be on my period on New Year's.
We're recording
this a
few
days before.
Not me, bitch. Mine is about that mid-month time frame, like the 14th,
like right
15th.
Now?
It just ended, which is why I'm about to get a bang tonight.
Oh, so yeah, I ovulate, bitch, right now. And the only reason I know my period's going to come on New Year's is because Thanksgiving, it came like clockwork. I had chicken and just bam. It was like...
You know what's crazy? I'm actually scheduling now my yearly, but with scheduling my yearly, a bitch is also about to check fertility because, bitch, he has been shooing up this club, baby. And... Yeah.
I mean, are you doing it when you ovulate?
Or, like, I ain't tracking shit. If we fuck, you go. Man,
you know, we're starting a new year, but if we could just rewind to Mandy being like, you be letting these niggas come to you?
Because it's these niggas. I just feel like you.
These niggas were always my man, bitch. I didn't let random niggas come to me. And you know that?
I don't know that. I don't know. I don't know what you be doing, honey.
It's just a little bit different now that Mandy's in love.
I'm just saying.
Never knew what she was missing.
I don't feel like I was missing that much. I ain't gonna hold you.
She be in the kitchen in her new crib.
Well, that part. So starting off the new year in a new place.
That's an exciting thing.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So I've been in my apartment for the last going on 5 years. And just first off, I didn't know that how you deal with moving in the fucking documents they need. I didn't know that
like a
them,
COA?
I didn't know that them looking at bank statements meant they wanted to see the deposits going into my bank. I just thought they needed to see that a bitch had money. So I just gave them
it?
I know I gave them my one account that technically in my mind is my savings. So there's really no money going in or out. So they're just like, so where is your, like, how are you making money then? So I showed them my other account, and then I guess that sufficed. But I was like, y'all don't get to see all the transactions. I done had to show y'all 3 accounts now because yeah. I didn't go into this telling them that I was an entrepreneur and that I worked for myself. So I only showed them my personal accounts, not my business accounts.
No one asked what you do?
Bitch, yeah. I said I was a media consultant.
Okay.
And also, I had all the other documents. That's all I'm going to say.
I do not be scared. People be like, what do you do? Talk about sucking dick?
Yeah, I said, well, it's not even that I'm scared about what I do. It's just when you say you're an entrepreneur or a business owner, they want all of these documents. My accountant was like, they don't need to know all that information.
I mean, they always know I'm self-employed because I've moved, twice since I've been self-employed from, I mean, my tax return, but.
Oh, yeah, nah, switched up shit on that, too. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. So.
But I mean, with moving, for anyone that's moving, something that New York State does, at least all you have to do is have a CPA letter. So they just have to verify what you'll make and what you're projected to make. But I moved into a new crib too. That's why
moving on up.
It's fun, yo. I'm so back to being at LES. Like, so happy to be back in LES. Like, my windows are insane. They're so big and beautiful, and it's like I just love that I was able to come back to the lower and what I wanted. And it's funny because I almost moved into this building on Broome Street. I forgot what it's called, the Artisan. And I've lived in 2 luxury buildings since I've been in New York. And I was like, I feel like I'm going to move into this building in LES and be like, no, this isn't what I wanted. Because I think that was my issue with where I lived. I really had it. I lived in downtown Brooklyn, y'all. I know y'all know I didn't like it, but I think I should have moved to Brooklyn, because I would leave my building that was expensive and nice and pretty. And then it was really difficult for me. Like, there's a lot of homeless people on my block. I've seen people, like, I saw a lady say when someone asked for food, she had bananas in her hand. She was like, get the fuck away from me. It was like, yo, I couldn't even deal with it. It was just too much. And I think I just wanted to feel more like I was in a community again. And so I thought that if I moved to a bougie building in LES, that I'd be like, damn, I'm a gentrifier. And even though technically I am.
You are.
I mean, we all are.
It's crazy. I mean, It's so weird because, I mean, everyone looks for something different. And I was talking to my friend who's also moving. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I care about the neighborhood. I do not give a fuck about the neighborhood. I give a fuck about convenience. I give a fuck
What's
about like conveniences, my Starbucks, my Dunkin' Donuts, my grocery store, fucking post office, convenience. I don't give a fuck about my neighborhood. I leave to party. I come to the city to party. When I go home, I just kind of want it. Silence. Yeah. I don't want to walk out of my building and run into fans. I don't want to walk out of my building and see people drunk in bars. So that's not my thing. But I need all of y'all's help. So this is my first time moving into like a luxury building here in New York, but I have a balcony. And clearly I'm finna fuck on this balcony. And I'm just like, okay, so what do I give my neighbor when I move in? Do I bake him cookies? Do I give him wine? Do I go ahead and just give him a bag with sex toys? I don't know if it's a girl or a guy yet either, but I'm just like, I need him to know that I am going to be fucking on this balcony. And not only will he know my name, he is going to know my nigga's name because I'm going to be screaming it on my balcony.
I'm going to be real with you. When I had a balcony, I didn't really feel the need to excuse myself at all.
I don't know. I
don't think that you have to. Like, I pay my rent, you pay your rent, and I'm not asking what the fuck you do.
I know. I get that. But
my neighbor used to come outside with his dick out.
Yeah, see, and well, I just don't want complaints because it's Bluetooth.
But you have to be courteous. Like, right, which is why I wouldn't be fucking when it's like, you know, like if you hear somebody or see them outside, I don't know what your balcony looks like. Mine was a little more private. But
no, it's a terrace, so it's divided.
It's partitioned.
So his terrace is on the other side of my terrace.
Just don't fuck with the
outside. Don't do what?
Don't fuck with the other person's outside. And then
See, that's what I'm not going to do. I am not going to change.
Because y'all like the show.
I'm not going to change my fucking schedule around whether my neighbor is outside or not. Like, if I want to fuck my nigga and suck his dick while I look at the view of Manhattan, that's what I want to do.
Absolutely not. Because I'll tell you right now, if my neighbor was fucking on their balcony, I'd be like, cool for them. But bitch, if I'm outside having my Starbucks, paying the same rent that you do, and then you just decided to come fuck this nigga? I'll peek right between
I don't
her
give
and be
a
like,
goddamn.
Ma'am, Wendy, red hair lady, absolutely
What happened to us both paying our rent? We both pay our rent. I could do what I want to do in my apartment.
Yeah, but you have to be a good neighbor.
I'm going to fuck and suck my nigga on the which is why I said, should I bake cookies, bitch? Should I give him a bottle of wine, a bottle of Tito's? How can I let him know I see you, you see me? I'm going to be fucking on my balcony.
You just reminded me of my new neighbor. She just sounded just like you. Let me tell you about this bitch. I know y'all want us to talk about sex, but too bad.
We talking about sex. You telling me I can't have sex
on
my balcony.
Oh, because mine ain't about sex. Let me tell you about this girl. I don't even know where to start. So I moved back to LES, and the apartment I live in, it's a two-bedroom, and it's the only one in the building. It used to be a workspace, like a commercial space years ago, and they literally took it out. They like knocked the stuff down and they made it an apartment. So that's why it's so much bigger. So the girl sees me downstairs and she was like, oh my God, you just moved into the two bedroom. Who's your roommate? I was like, oh, I'm using it as a workspace, but nice to meet you. This is a Caucasian woman. She looks like her name is Sarah, but she was sounding like this. And then she said to me, she was like, yeah, girl, I'm just so happy another woman's in the building. She really wanted to say another black woman. That's what she wanted to say.
But wait, she's not black?
No, she's not. She's a Caucasian woman talking like this. Then,
I mean,
absolutely not.
Shout out to Tammy. My mama kind of talked like that.
Well, let me tell you what she then
said. Maybe she's from the South.
Well, she wanted to explain to me where she was from after. So she kept talking to me like, girl, so what you do for work? And every time she would talk to me that way, I was like, oh, this is some thug shit. So I would just reply to her in my voice like, oh, actually, I work in entertainment. And how about yourself? She then says to me verbatim, girl, I just sound like this because I'm from Atlanta. But, you know, I grew up around it. I said, what is it? So then she ignored me and didn't tell me what it was.
She grew up around it.
Oh, you know, I grew up around it. And I'm like, what the fuck is it? It just was so like put on, dog. I was uncomfortable. So then she was like, well, let me know if you need help unpacking or something, girl. I'm just about to go to the store. And I was so uncomfortable, Mandy.
Why?
And then when she was leaving, she said to me, have a good day, sis. Bitch, who are you talking to?
Technically, half of you is her sister, bitch. Half of you is a Caucasian woman.
Is she a Middle Eastern Israeli lady?
No, but I'm just saying, half of her is white. But you
know what? I'm not a Caucasoid.
But also, like, you know what? I don't take away from, I mean, we see a lot of our fans. We know straight up when white women date black men. And also, I'm not going to, like, go against her for sounding like that, because if she's like, listen, I grew up in Atlanta, I know that my mom to other people may be like she's putting on, but she's not.
Do you think your mom would talk to like that to someone she first met or someone she was comfortable with?
My mom worked at a daycare and beat up a mom.
My mom had that speaking voice when she'd be out in restaurants with us and chilling. Like, it's over the top and it's extra and it's making me feel uncomfortable, frankly. Because
you should have told her that then.
Tell her that. That's why she had to explain to me where she's from. I'm not having another conversation with her because I'm not her sis. And I'm not just going to let people speak to me the way they think I want to hear it, because it was very obvious she was putting on for me. If I looked like her, would she speak to me that way?
We both don't know.
I bet you it's a no. And when I knock on door number 12 because she's playing too much music, because I can already tell she's that type of bitch, I'm going to go
So annoyed. I feel bothered because I don't want nobody to think this of me. Like, a part of me, even with the getting approved for the apartment, like, because they were asking me for so much, everyone that I talked to immediately was like, well, did you look and see if they're racist? Did you look and see if they're discriminatory? And I don't want to put my mind straight there in a unit that, listen, maybe my documents just wasn't what they wanted to see. So I don't know.
I'm going to be real with you. The building that you're moving in, and like, I don't even know where you're moving into, right? But a luxury building, they need people so bad. They are giving 6 to 8.
I know. I got 6 months free.
Girl, they want you in there if they give it 6 months free.
I mean,
you'll be all right.
I mean,
you could have came in there with dreads, gold teeth, saying, do you remember the song Knuck If You Buck? I was on it. And they'd have been like, come on in. That's how much. Bro, real estate agents right now, they were trying to pay me to show me apartments. Dead ass. They said, show us your lease and that you're leaving, and we'll give you a $500 gift card for like viewing apartments.
Oh, yeah. Area I'm moving, they were offering $500 gift cards if you put an application in within the first 24 hours.
Yo.
Which I did. I'm not going to lie. I went to 4 buildings, saw 10 units, and I walked into this one that wasn't even listed. And what's crazy is, as soon as I walked in, I was like, why are you showing me this? This ain't in my budget. Like, I just already knew it wasn't in my budget. And then once they, you know, put the incentives on that thing, I was like, oh, this is in the range that I'm looking for.
But you know what? Net is very important. And I'm very clear. If any of you guys work in freelance, whatever you do, you have to always make sure. I don't care what they're telling me about how much the rent is going to be or what they're going to do. I say, listen, I make money a few times a year in large chunks, as you will see. And guess what? I care about my net annual pay. I don't give a fuck what you're saying about how much it's going to be. Oh, we could take it down to this. I want this and this. You have to be very clear. Like, real estate agents will fuck you on everything else, but make sure that you're spending what you should be spending within a year. And I think that another thing that could be scary for some people is, if you know, let's say the rent is $4,000 and they give you 3 months free or some shit, it takes you down to 28, whatever, right? Make sure that if you can't afford $4,000 a month, you let them break it up. You pay 28 and see if they're comfortable with that.
Yeah, the amortized pay.
It's
amortized.
Amortized?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that word.
Yeah, that's pretty much meaning that you pay that net rate monthly instead of them giving you the free months whenever those are, and then you paying the gross.
Because I could see it fucking people up, dog. Like, if you're not paying rent until June, then you expect me to have $4,000.
And they're advertising it as, maybe $2,400, $2,600, but the actual rent is $3,900,
$4,200.
Right. Like,
girl, my real estate company wasn't shit. I would shout them out, but fuck them niggas. I was sitting down like, I can't understand why I'm only getting a month and a half. And he was like, a month and a half. He was also Israeli. He says, you have 1,100 square feet in Lower East Side. Why do you think you get more? So then I tried to play hardball with this nigga. I was like, you know what? I don't want it. Everybody else is doing 2.5. He's like, no problem. I was like, let me give it 2 hours till he called me. Fuck. So now I'm like, fuck it. Let me wait till the morning. I call this nigga at like 8 a.m. He's like, I know you're going to be calling me. I fill out paperwork. I was like, fuck, dog.
Yeah, I'm happy.
I'm a better Jew than I think they be thinking I am. You know what I'm saying?
This moving shit ain't for me. So I went ahead and locked in 2 years. So I got 3 months off each year. And I'm like, thank you. I'm happy. But let's go ahead. We're going to get into
What are you going to do when you need the baby room, though?
There is no baby ever coming. I'm getting the vacuum.
Pie.
Bitch, I'm getting the vacuum.
Really?
Even if my test came out positive tomorrow, bitch, I'd be making an appointment for New Year's Day.
Aww.
Like, suck it out.
Okay.
I'm not having a goddamn baby.
That's the title.
Suck
it out.
You may be having a baby.
Maybe if it was sucked out, you wouldn't get pregnant.
No, it don't matter. Once it shoot up in you, it don't matter what happened. The little swimmers swim, and then they go to the egg, and then there's a baby.
I'm so glad. Let's clap it up for
don't
Mandy knowing sex ed, you guys. Little swimmers swim up, and
apparently it's science.
Mm. down in like number 12.
Anyway, we're going to get into the vanilla shit for this week. If you guys are just tuning in for the very first time because you got into 2021 and was like, ooh, let me add to my podcast playlist. And we popped up. Our vanilla shit is kind of just a news article or something that has to do with sex in the news. This one comes from Vice. And I did want to talk about it because we've talked about porn a lot. If you haven't yet, we have two episodes where we go into all these porn categories. And this one from Vice actually talks about how BBW porn encouraged someone to have better sex. So for this one, I am speaking to my girls who ain't comfortable with their bodies. A lot of times we view porn and even follow women on Instagram that don't look like us. So this one says, I first came across images of BBWs and BHMs in 2011. BHM, I don't think we talked about it.
Wait. Big, huge.
How you gonna have two big and huge them synonyms, ho?
Big, hairy.
Nope.
They're synonyms?
They are synonyms. Big,
wait,
and huge.
I was thinking adjective. Sorry. I was thinking
they're
adjective.
They're synonyms.
Wait.
Look at me big, saying all these words you don't big, know. I'm loving how
I know
the new year is starting.
I thought you...
You was like, amortize? I don't know that. Synonyms?
I don't know amortize. Thank you for teaching me something. But a heroom.
We're not going to do that. They don't even know about that. That's
that was
Patreon.
On Patreon.
Leave it there, bitch.
Okay. Big, hairy.
Nope.
No, it's not another adjective, okay? Right?
It is.
It is another adjective.
Yes.
Give me a sound.
Bitch. H-O.
Big hot.
Okay, so it's big handsome men. The same way big beautiful women, you couldn't have thought of a synonym for beautiful?
I didn't know it was going to be men.
Oh, yeah, it's men. So if you've ever visited Pornhub, chances are you've seen them as clickable categories full of content starring fat performers, and it does have it there. Also, it has the air quotes.
Just went in quotation with her hand. I'm rolling.
No, I'm just saying BBW has seemingly become shorthand for quote unquote fat porn. Of course, anyone who feels like they're bigger doesn't really care for the word fat, so that's why they use these other words.
But that's the wild shit to me, though, because like I feel like when we've interviewed BBWs. Particularly Ashley Chubby Bunny, who was like, you can say fat. And I'm like,
so that's the thing. It's all perspective because I'm someone who doesn't like the word fat or chubby or the other words that were used to describe me. And she was fine with that. She also was okay with fluffy and guys holding her stomach.
What words
I didn't like.
Would you prefer?
Voluptuous, curvy.
I like voluptuous too.
Voluptuous, curvy, even I'm not gonna lie, when I would be shopping plus size as something of like I was like, ew, I have to shop by 1, 2, 3X. Like there was just a couple things that to me personally I just didn't like, but it's because I had insecurities about what I look like. That's why even back then I would have sex with the lights off and I wasn't comfortable riding dick and doing those other things.
I wonder if like the more ownership you have over how you're feeling about your body, the more you don't give a maybe that's like us saying like whore is not a big deal. You know what I mean? Like when you accept what people quote unquote think you are, how you're viewed as to the world, maybe that's why Ashley's like, I don't give a fuck about niggas calling me fat.
Well, so that's why in this article, it's pretty much saying how what we take in, I guess we can compare it to Instagram. When you follow all of these beautiful women that have these little waists, the big ass and you know, the plump lips and the long hair, all of these things, you start to pick at your own insecurities because you don't have these qualities.
Yeah.
So basically, when you're watching porn, it probably is better for you to feel more comfortable with sex if you're watching people have sex that look like you. You get what I mean?
Yeah, like I actually only like watching porn with mixed girls or Latinas because they kind of look like me.
Right. And I mean, that's why I even said it's hard for me to watch porn right now because
I'm watching regular porn.
Well, no, even to me...
vanilla porn, by
girl,
the way.
Girl, I watch gay porn, and now because I just am so enthralled with what my man looks like, I told you I stopped kind of watching porn because I can't find a nigga that look like my nigga in porn, even though I watch gay porn. I'm like, I still want a nigga that looks like my man.
I just watch our own porns, but I'd like watching Black Girls.
He don't like recording.
What?
Bitch, I have like...
Nasty ass nigga don't like recording.
He doesn't like recording.
So he that nasty?
No, we talked about it. He said, man, I don't... Because we talked about it. I said, well, I want to record more. And he's like, I don't enjoy sex as much when I record because I'm too focused at looking at the camera and figuring out the angles to make it look good on camera that I don't enjoy what's right in front of me.
I do have a porn... with hospital dick, where I thought I was.
Well, maybe I just gotta set up the tripod so he ain't gotta hold it.
Real big, bitch. And he was like, you see how you looking? And I was like, yeah, because I want you to remember me when I was like, sucking that dick, right? You know what I'm saying? And honestly, the only reason I looked at the camera is because I knew he'd watch it later and I wanted him to watch me looking at him. And then he was like, no.
Yeah, no. I think so. That's another thing that we gotta have a whole conversation about that, maybe with another guy that we come on. But when they record, because, of course, POV, POV. What they record and what they want to see is completely different than how we think we look and what we doing. No?
No, because I be thinking I look good and I do, bitch. I be looking right at the camera and be like, you getting it? Can y'all tell you, though? It's funny how, like, and this is the same with group fitness. When I'm working out, like, at a Barry's boot camp or at a spin class, like, I always burn more calories. I'm always doing better. When I fuck on camera, I ride longer. Because I know this nigga gonna watch it, and I'm not trying to look like I'm not a fucking champion, because I am.
That would be the last position that I would let a nigga record me in.
No, but
riding?
I'm so hot when I'm riding.
You ain't gonna have me with my knees cracking on video.
From a physical perspective, no. Is it enjoyable? No, but bitch, I be looking good as fuck. And my titties are like, you know, I mean, they're not new. They 7 years old, but they just look really good
from,
when I be riding.
From the
and
bike.
Like my hair, too.
From the bike. That's the only way you getting me is from the bike.
Why?
Girl, because then when it's like this, my waist look this little, my ass look big, and it's just, that's all you get.
The only
this
problem
ass.
With riding is when I come, I'm like useless. I'd be like, ah, and then I just
see what I mean? Yeah, me. Ain't nobody recording me being a failure.
But I do sound, I realized after watching my own porns that like when I'm coming really hard, which is funny because like there's a few videos I have where like the phone knocked over. Because we were fucking so hard, right? I sound insane. I don't even know. I remember one specific one. I was like, oh my God, I have to like edit this and try to get my voice out of it. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to come here. Make me come. Come.
Oh my God. You be sounding like a whole ass white woman.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
No black girl sounds like that when they fucking. I watch enough porn.
When I'm about to like come hard as shit, maybe then I have the spirit of number 12 come through my body.
I noticed that when I record, like when I'm getting fucked and I know I'm on camera, I pretty much, I don't know why, I just talk so much about the man. Like, your dick is so big. You see how big it is? Oh my God, you're making me wet.
Like, it's like the to sub me, in you.
Yeah. Oh, bitch, we're not going to talk about that because my nigga laughs at me calling myself a dom. Apparently, I've shown no type of dom with him. And he's like, I don't think that's you. And so
one day you'll peg him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about
your power through the
he
strap.
He is just so adamant that I am a sub. And it's just, I think because with him, he's kind of like 24/7 in that sense where I do relinquish a lot of power to him.
I'm just watching Malcolm X behind you.
He is the reason.
I relinquish my.
I'm just saying. Fuck you. Anyways, I do want to get into now our hors d'oeuvre. Our hors d'oeuvre is our sex tip. Our sex tip pretty much comes from either someone who submits it when we have guests, ourselves. This one actually came from my man, and I shared it with the patrons, but I wanted to bring it back one time and share it to all of our audience. So basically I was in the middle of about to have anal sex with my nigga, a couple nights ago. Actually, it would have been a couple weeks ago now. And I was like, you want to put it in my ass? You want to put it in my ass? I just know he really like anal sex.
Uh-huh.
So the whole time we in bed, I'm like, you can put it in my ass. This is me giving him permission for anal sex that I normally be like, no. So in the middle of us fucking, he just starts laughing. And mind you, he did not put it in my ass. So I was like, babe, you didn't want my ass tonight? I'm confused. Like, what the hell? But apparently he knows how much I don't really care for anal sex as often. And so he thought of a joke. And so ladies, this is for you. For
while
you guys
he was
tuning
fucking
in.
You, he thought of a joke.
He thought of this joke. because he knew that I didn't really want the anal sex.
If a nigga was on his comedy school while he was fucking me, I'd start crying.
I mean, it was funny to me because I was like, damn. Well, it was towards the end because clearly he came, but I was like, you came before you put it in my ass. I thought you wanted my ass. So anyways, ladies, for those of you who don't like anal sex and want to get your partner away from asking for it, specifically in a heterosexual relationship, what you can do is pretty much name your booty hole. And this is how we do it, okay? So basically, when you know your nigga wanna have anal sex, what you do is name your booty hole the name of a man. So be like, baby, you wanna fuck Darius tonight? Is that what you do? You wanna fuck Greg tonight? And I'm telling you, your man is not gonna wanna fuck you in your goddamn booty hole.
Was he thinking about Darius? I'm confused.
No, he was thinking, this is a joke that he had heard, and he just knows that I'm like, babe, you could have my ass tonight, you could have my ass tonight, all while knowing I really didn't want him to get in my ass. So he's like,
I don't know why you're saying it like this.
What? I didn't. I didn't want him in my booty hole.
It's such a attitude. I feel like you lost a game of cards. You're like, you could have my ass.
You could just have my booty hole. All right. Like, and I guess he sensed that I really didn't want him to open me up because we had just had anal sex the week before. And I already told him, you're having anal sex way too much. It's supposed to be once a quarter. We're having it a little bit too much.
I don't know if it's like a Freudian thing, but every time we talk about anal sex, specifically me and you, I have to shit. Because I just have this image.
Maybe it's the apple juice.
No, I'm serious. Because
apple juice is a lot of sugar.
Because you be acting like you be taking dick,
girl. I be taking dick, girl.
But like, without, in your ass.
In my ass.
Like, you be talking about riding, and I always think of my own
when
ass
When I tell
spreading,
you, I literally.
And then I have to shit.
My booty hole be turning to a whole pussy. Like, it be opening up.
Okay.
It does, and then it starts to, it does get wet. We do use lube, but then it be getting wetter.
I'm glad you're
which is why I be
hole.
Scared, because I'm like, is this, I know the booty hole don't really get wet like that,
Let's
but my booty
get
hole gets
of
wet.
The pussy talk, because I just feel like it's leaking right now.
Well, my booty ain't leaking. It might be
because
tonight,
people
though.
Say that it doesn't go back to normal. You're a liar.
My booty has gone back to normal. Like, girl, I tried to put my finger up today because I was like, I'm going to see him tonight. Let me make sure there's nothing under my acrylic nails, because then I'd be like, okay, what? When I'm in the shower, that's what you do.
I'm not saying it doesn't go back to normal. What I am saying, though, is I have a friend of mine who be fucking this dude, and he be like, yo, I don't like fucking him because his ass is too big.
Yeah, but with guys, it's different because you're getting your ass fucked a lot. Me, I'm only getting it once a quarter or once a month. So, like, it go back
from 12 times a year to 4, bitch.
Because I have time for it to go back. When that's the only hole you have to offer, it's not going to be a little tiny tight hole no more.
Mm-hmm.
No? And imagine you do. You shit out of it daily, and you're probably getting fucked in it daily. Your booty hole just not going to be tight.
But you're the one who said your booty hole will go back to normal.
For women that are scared about anal sex. But men that fuck, like, only get their booty holes open.
Our assholes are the same. I refuse to believe that women have a different type of
ass.
Yeah,
but we have another hole for a man to go into that men don't be fucking in their piss holes.
But maybe them pussy holes, look, you know what?
See what I mean? See what I mean? Blah.
Anyway, I have a hors d'oeuvre tip. This is more of like an anti-don't-do-it tip. If you want to send a nude to somebody and you want to change the date, don't save the photo from Instagram like I thought it would do, because I actually posted my own nude recently. So that was a fun time.
What do you mean you saved it from Instagram?
I thought if I saved the photo from Instagram, it would change the date. And it did, but I'm so used to doing Instagram stories, I posted it to my story.
Mm.
And
this is like the second time you done did this.
No, the first time I got hacked. I remember what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I sent that video in my DM.
Okay.
But anyway, this was the first time. And lucky enough, 13 people saw it. It was about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, that's not bad.
It's not too bad.
That's not bad.
What
type of nude was it? Frontal, just the titties? Because I feel like the titties, they be out anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like the nipple's like a big deal to me. Not areola. But
really?
Maybe because they're new. Like, if it was my old titties, you know what I'm saying? Like, I found this nude of myself. Actually, what year was it? I just took a picture of it. I was cleaning out my inbox, and I found a nude from 2011. I was like, look at those little baby titties with your hoe ass. I was really a hoe. Like, I was spreading my pussy and everything. I don't know who I sent this to. But what I do know is, if I had a nude like that leak, I'd be like, yo, I was a child. But now, like, I'm developed. You know what I'm saying? I could afford tits and in my own apartment. And I would really prefer for my nudes not to be spread. But
I'm spoiled. My nigga don't even want nudes or videos. I don't have to do shit no more. But be like,
that's just because he lives near you, girl.
Is that what it is? is.
But you should send them anyway.
I don't know.
It's always a nice little
I'll send them
afternoon delight.
Bitch, he ain't got social media, so the nigga just get to see before social media see it.
You know what I do because I'm nasty?
I'm like, you like this lingerie, babe? Good. So the Instagram. 6,000 likes.
You got to take videos when you're ovulating. This is really nasty, but like,
he don't want videos. He don't want videos.
So basically, here's my hors d'oeuvre. When you're ovulating, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like a little bit creamy. So you got to track it. Use like, what's mine called? I think it's called P Tracker. But anyway, when you're using your ovulation app and you see the flower day, that's when you're like most likely to get pregnant and your pussy's at its juiciest. Period Tracker is the one I use. This is what mine looks like for everyone on YouTube. So my flower day was yesterday. So basically, you make a video and you like push on like the whole of your vagina and like squeeze all the juices out. And it looks like there's cum dripping out of your pussy, but it's really just you. And niggas love it. And find a way to change the date on it. Because obviously, I don't know how. So
I don't know how to do that either. Not for videos. For pictures, you just screenshot it and then crop it.
That's what I did. It was like a quick video. It was 3 seconds. It was just like me in the bathroom.
Bitch, that's a boomerang.
With pants. It was.
That ain't a video. Bitch, that's a boomerang.
I just wanted to
who
get like.
Who's taking new boomerangs, bitch?
It wasn't a boomerang.
That's 3 seconds of boomerang.
It was longer, but I felt like I looked goofy at the 4, 5, 6, 7 I was like, nah, let me cut this.
I wish a nigga would send me a 3 second ass goddamn video.
How do I change the date on my iPhone video? Help me be a host, Siri. Come on. iPhoneLife.com. Let's see. Master your iPhone in one day. I don't want to take a fucking class.
That's a whole class, bitch. You better go to the YouTube.
Okay, you have to go on a Mac?
There you go. Look.
Okay, here we go. Hold down the shift key while clicking all the photos whose dates you want to change. Next, go to images, click adjust date and time. This will allow you to change the dates for any photo selected at once. You can also use this method to adjust the timestamp individually. This is perfect. So like if you told your nigga you in Miami and you not.
My nigga perfect. Didn't even know you could sign documents. Like he asked me if I had a printer. I said, babe, you know everyone does everything electronically now, right? So like this right here, he ain't gonna even know how to check the time and shit on stuff. I had to be like, babe, we don't need to print out and sign anything.
Okay, well, allegedly, some people are fucking saying, millennials, you know.
You know what I mean? Electronically, boo. You just send it via email.
Oh, I've got niggas caught up. Not on the date, but on the time. Like, out with da-da-da-da. I was like, huh, that was 4 hours ago, nigga. So where the fuck you at now?
See, yeah.
But we need to figure out how to do it on the iPhone, because it's a little too much investigative shit for me to...
I don't be investigating. Well, anyways, guys, we're going to get into now our horrible decision. Our horrible decision today is about the circle back. So let me start off with opening up why I wanted to talk about this and also just some self-reflection. So y'all know I've been talking about my nigga since fucking May of last year. So it's been an ongoing thing. But over the last 2 weeks, a lot of my niggas from the past have hit me up. And it's not even my past because a lot of them were in my present. Green Eyes
hit me.
Maybe
it was a solar eclipse.
I don't know. Green Eyes hit me. Two other niggas that didn't even get a motherfucking nickname on the show. And Perpendicular Dick been hitting me up. I ain't even gonna hold you. Mm-hmm. But he know I got a boyfriend. He the only one that know because he be hitting me up like, you still with him? Yes, nigga, I'm still with him. Get off my phone. Damn. But anyways.
Whenever dudes text me that have girlfriends, I'd be like, oh, well, y'all fighting?
He has a girlfriend. So I'm like, I know you choose to cheat, but baby, I'm not there. Not yet. I don't want to cheat on my nigga yet.
You don't have to. You could cheat with like letting him know. It's called an open relation.
Well, no. So that's the crazy thing. And that's why I wanted to talk about
this. But you got to get over your phase.
Well, no, that's why I wanted to talk about this, because my partner is okay with me having sex with other people. So here's what happened, and I want to talk about the circle back. It's a new year. It's supposed to be new year, new me. So I want to ask the girls why we continue to bring certain people into our present that are serving no purpose. So I go to say this. Clearly, Green Eyes has amazing dick. He hit me up and is like, I'll be in New York. And I'm like, okay, cool. Well, I have a boyfriend now. However,
what are you about to use the video? Good for you, baby.
However, in that very moment, I was like, damn, it's December at this point. I said, I'm just telling you I have a boyfriend. That made me reflect on the fact, mind you, the other two niggas that hit me up in that same week, also, I had to let them know I had a nigga now.
Was there a photo you posted or something?
Maybe. Niggas was just ready. One was ready to put me on a flight. The other one was just on some, hey, how you doing?
And
I
was like,
you.
It's a pandemic.
You know, and the other one was just like, I'm in New York this week. So I say all this to say, I realized that between May to December, none of them had hit me up because clearly none of them knew I had a partner. And a part of me went back to reflect on the accessibility that I gave these niggas when I was single. And I was like, damn, it's a pandemic. I turned 30. I got these new podcasts. I started a new company. And I said, between May and December, not now one hit me up for checking on my health, for wishing me a happy birthday. Mind you, they follow me on social media. You know everything I'm going through and what's going on in my life. You haven't even checked on me. But as soon as you want some pussy, you expect me to just clear my schedule, up and hop on a flight, or meet you because you in my city.
I only think that people give that energy, like, I've done that to people that have done it to me. But, like, I'm saying, I don't think it's meant to be rude. Like, if you know you just had a fuck thing with someone, I think you're taking it personal now because you have something more in-depth and meaningful.
But that's what I'm thinking, like...
Or when you're in that mind space, right? Like, let's say that, like, you've just been broken up with and you're, like, feeling some pain and then someone hits you up for dick that you used to fuck. And you'd be like, oh my God, all he wants to do is fuck me. It's like, well, all y'all used to do was fuck.
But that's where I'm just like now experiencing having just anything, because I do still talk to some of my old hoes. Like, I do still talk to them, the ones that actually cared about my goddamn well-being in life. I do still talk to them, even if it was an arrangement or just a fuck thing or whatever. So to me, I was just like, and I want anyone listening who may be experiencing this as well, the self-reflection of not only the relationships that we have with men, but how much we really show them how we value ourselves. And hear me out. I say this to say, when I was talking with my homegirls about it, a part of me did judge myself. I said, damn, did I really not require anything of these men? Damn, did I really make myself accessible to where whenever they wanted my pussy, it was just... For the taking?
But you, like, also without... at least have put out into, I mean, as a listener, right? Being me being sitting across the table for you, you've put out that this was your choice.
Yeah, but that's where also I'm also looking back and seeing how much I wasn't in control. At the end of the day, I was getting dick when they hit me up and was offering me their dick and I made my pussy available. Like, and I think I have said this on the show too. There, I didn't feel like I could be like, hey, nigga, fly me out this week. I got some free time. Hey, nigga, fly yourself to New York because I want to see you. Like, so also it was a false perception of me being in control of my sex life because I essentially did allow my availability to happen when a nigga allowed me.
I wonder if that's why I've always been so, like, I like to have connection with people first because then I feel like at least there's a mutual interest. Like, I've found that even when I just want dick, if they just want sex for me, sometimes it's difficult when I'm single because I'm like, eh, I've had relationships. I've had someone that cares for me. I know what that feels like. And it's hard for me to be on the opposite side as someone who's normally in relationships,
right? I'm about to be a nun. When this nigga break my heart, a bitch going straight to the church because...
I don't know,
because... I'm not going to be able to deal with no, like...
Hoes come from heartbreak. Bruh. Like, no bullshit. I think my first threesome was because I was in love with someone that broke my heart.
Hoes don't come from heartbreak because I ain't been heartbroken.
That is not fucking true.
You could be born a hoe.
You could be born a hoe, but I really do think, like, if... I do believe heartbreak, like, brings your hoe. For example.
You was a hoe, like, when we met as teenagers, and your heart broke. You wasn't all the way heartbroken as a teenager, and you was a hoe.
First of all, ma'am, I was 16.
A 16-year-old hoe. Straight out the womb,
I
bitch.
Knew I liked to have fun.
Is this what we do? I'm just saying.
Why are you guys recording this? It's not funny. This is why Pornhub had to take videos down, okay? Because they were talking about a child. Don't talk about me at 16. Now, when I was 18, that was my own choice. I feel like...
I'm just saying. You saying hoeing comes from heartbreak.
Okay.
Bitch, I ain't experienced heartbreak.
Bitch, I was in love in elementary. And what I'm saying was...
We ain't gonna bring up the fifth grade playground love.
Let me explain. I think hoes are birthed from heartbreaks. Like, I think behind every hoe is a nigga that made them do that shit. For example, just hear me out.
Oh, the nigga's gonna be so mad you blaming them for us being hoes.
That's fine. Because here's what happens. Right now, My nigga calls me and is like, fuck you, I'm done. It's not a pandemic. Gonna tell you exactly what I'm gonna do. Finish these fucking episodes out. Finish my apartment getting moved in. I'm going to Miami. I'm going to space. I'm going to do drugs. I'm gonna fuck someone else. I'm gonna get fucked up for a week. I'm gonna be at Soho House like, niggas, bitches, blah, on Instagram. Then after a week, I'm gonna go home and cry after I have chlamydia. That's what's gonna happen.
Where did this just... Well,
because
see,
I'm going to be wilding out on some hoes.
But here we go. You know why that's not the smart thing to say? Because we can't just assume that hoes all have STDs or catch STDs.
I'm not saying that hoes do. Oh, okay. I'm saying that I would be wilding that much to where it would happen.
So you having unprotected sex with someone you don't love, Weezy? Like,
I
you
didn't
just,
say unprotected. Okay. I'm just saying...
How else you catch a chlamydia?
Girl, first of all, condoms have like an 88% barrier
for STDs.
But not
for chlamydia. It's... HPV that you could catch with a condom.
What I know is, if I'm heartbroken, I'll be begging for it. Okay? Nigga, when I went, what was the last quarterly? Sorry. I go twice a year. The last time I went, and again, they told me I didn't have HPV. I was like, this is insane to me. You're telling me that 89% of women have it. I'm never in the house. I fuck all the time. I don't have HPV.
It's HSV. HPV is something different, right?
You're talking about herpes simplex virus.
HPV is what?
Human papillomavirus something. Let me get the word.
Yeah, because say it right. But HPV women have, right?
I wish I knew how to say that P word. And for anyone who's listening who's like, damn, bitch, you got a sex podcast and you don't know, shut the fuck up. You've been listening for how many years and you don't know either, bitch?
No, facts.
Human papillomavirus.
You still ain't saying. Let me see.
Papillomavirus.
I think you said it. Papillomavirus. Polymavirus.
You two can tell you how to say shit.
The last word is virus. Start from the end and then work yourself back to the
human
beginning.
Human HPV pronunciation.
Papillomavirus.
I feel so stupid right now.
I think it is papillomavirus.
But let's just leave this in here. Here we go.
HPV.
No.
Bitch, we know how to say HPV.
Oh, wait. Said it. Papilloma.
Human papillomavirus.
Papillomavirus. Okay, we was close. I'm mad he said HPV. Bitch, we know how to say it.
We knew that. HPV. I think that's how you say it in
Spanish.
But
no, I say all this to say, please, anyone on our Patreon, I would love to hear a story from you. But pretty much, us going into this new year, I think that it's important to find purpose with our partners. And also, as a woman who, like I said, was out here just having all these partners and feeling like I was in control, looking back on it now, I really wasn't. And so I think it's important for you to know what it exactly is that you do want from these men and not allow men to be around if they're not giving you what you want. So do decide. Is it money? Is it time? Is it affection? Is it intimacy? Because I ain't gonna hold you, bitch. The way I be cuddled up and loving up now, like I will probably never have a relationship again with someone that isn't showing me the intimacy and affection that I'm getting now.
That's not true. I'll tell you why.
Why? Talk to me.
Because when a nigga get on your nerves and you kind of tired of that shit, like right now you're feeling, you know, you've never felt this in love before, right? So like it's an amazing feeling. And cuddling and intimacy, like that's all shit I love too. But as someone who is like a hoe for love, oh, I'm telling you, dog. Like sometimes you just want to get fucked.
So here's
and I'm someone that you know is a serial relationship dater. Like I don't even know how to not lay a table out for someone. Like it's I've heard people, you know, talk about like pick me's on Twitter, and it's like I genuinely think it comes from my mom being a housewife. I don't know if it's just something that's like just in me. Like I notice it when my friends are over, like everybody, I'm just like trying to do things for them, like almost over the top. I can't help but like serve in that way
now for this nigga. I literally told
but when
him, hey,
you
babe,
just want
what do you
want
to what do you want to eat tonight? I'm literally asking this nigga, what do you want to eat? Who the fuck am I?
Oh, I always ask like, oh my god, are you feeding yourself well?
Jesus.
But I will tell you this, there is sometimes a good feeling, and I know y'all know what I'm talking about, when you like leave someone's house and you still smell like dick, and it's kind of fun. You're like, in the
I
Uber
told you, I love a good dick smell.
Me too.
And I ain't got
not
no
in my hair.
I was about to say, bitch, I ain't got no hair no more, so I don't
mean,
be
like,
smelling
dick
the dick
breath
in my
is
hair
fun,
no more.
But you can't just like go out and dick breath. Didn't you come on Vice Live with dick breath?
Well, it was because I had longer locks and I sucked dick in the spit and the dick, all of that went into my hair, and I was like,
that's an issue.
I love a good dick smell in my hair.
Not before. But now we go I'm bald
head and bitch, I ain't got it no more.
Well, that's why we ain't got our TV show on Vice, bitch, because you had that dick smell and they were like, we can't have this bitch on again.
Whatever. They bitch, them pheromones was going, and that's why we got into development, because I went on with dick smell. They was like, let's get y'all into development and let's work on a TV show with y'all. But no, so I don't know. I've just been thinking a lot about damn, how I really was moving with my past niggas, and the fact that they now just trying to hop in my phone like I'm just gonna be ready to give them something and not even noticing that I'm a new woman. I've changed. I've grown. I love it.
Oh my God.
Fuck you. Guys, we are gonna give y'all two whole mails this motherfucking week, because that's how we're gonna start off the new year. So the first one, I really like. It's short and simple. And because
why did she just try to tell y'all how to send an email?
But
it's short and simple.
Because, bitch, I ain't gonna lie, I started going through them. One was a 5-paragraph essay. I said, oh no, bitch, this ain't getting read on my watch.
Can I just say something to you guys that send your emails and your home mail to horribledecisions@gmail.com? We like a backstory, but it's only when it's really juicy. Let
or
me explain.
Needed.
When that girl wanted to fuck her sister.
Her stepsister.
The pregnant stepsister.
Bruh,
that
was
a good backstory.
That was
if you want to hear that story, it's on our Patreon. But when you want to fuck your pregnant stepsister, write it out. You know what I'm saying? But if your nigga is like cheating on you and you're not sure and it's like, let me explain. We dated in high school. I'm still in love with him.
Right.
You know, he's been fucking around. Then we got back to, I don't care.
We don't need all that.
But
because at this point,
if you want to fuck his dad, give us some, a little bit for that. This is just home mail criteria. I like short and sweet.
This is short and
sweet.
Let
us know if you want to be anonymous, because we normally never read
names. So I'll actually be annoyed. Don't say my name, bitch. When do we? Do you listen to the show? We don't be saying names.
Sometimes we do.
No.
Because they be like, sincerely, a hoe that's got cum in her pussy still.
And that's, like, see, oh, I love that. That's not, a, okay, so this one is, we're going to start short and sweet,
okay.
Especially being that we are size queens. The title for this one is Big Dick. I know that's right. Hi, so I'm fucking this guy whose dick is very big and long. We've only had vaginal sex. The two times we fucked, it wasn't enjoyable, as I've experienced before with guys who were smaller. I think it's because it's hard for me to fit all of him in me. Can I get some tips on how to handle his dick?
Pass it to me.
The spicier, the better. You said, not pass him to you, bitch. That ain't a tip.
It was the one I had.
So this I actually wanted to bring up because I very much mean it for the fellas listening. There are women out there that like small dicks. There's women out there who like medium dicks.
Colette likes small dicks.
Bro, my homegirls don't like to feel pain with sex, so they do prefer smaller dicks.
See, I like to make
room. I want to.
The only dick I cannot take is a curved dick.
I don't like them things either.
I don't know where it
bitch,
goes.
Bitch, what wall are you hitting?
But yo, like my home, like Venus, she was like, bitch, that nigga got a little Captain Hook situation.
Nah, see,
I was like, yo,
I'm good.
What?
I need a nigga to hit my walls, not my windows. And I think on the side, there's windows. And now you're going to break my
but
shit.
But see, I think it's because all pussies, like, and I only know this from being in them with my hands and my mouth. But
that's not even close to a dick, bruh.
Maybe your hand doesn't go as close as a dick goes.
But this is small. You're not feeling everything that they feel with a dick.
I'm saying when I be in there, I've taken condoms out of friends, okay? I've been
okay.
in there
Okay,
before.
You have been up in there.
And what I can say is, pussies do not come the same. So when girls like, you know, curved dicks or whatever, I really believe, like, it has to do with where our, like, some people, you know, they squirt from certain spots being hit, some don't, right? So I think it really has to do with where your pussy hits the best, right? Like, we all come differently.
This red snap will be hitting, baby.
I hate when you call it that.
Why?
Because I think about fish.
But it be snapping. Like, it be close. Bitch, it's a red snapper.
Why?
That's what
red
I like.
Snapper?
Because I'm red and my pussy snap. Red snapper, ho.
This is so weird.
What is the problem? What is the problem? Well, you don't like it busy? I can't call it a red snapper.
A fish.
I like fish, bitch. Give me a motherfucking...
I don't want anyone to ever compare my fucking pussy with a fish in my
I compare...
Life.
Yeah, but it's not the smell of a fish. It's just that it be snapping and
but
I'm red.
When I hear the word red snapper, there's a look and a
smell.
What
you call your pussy?
Not that.
What you call it? The kitty cat?
I don't call it anything.
See, that's the problem. That's the goddamn problem. You need to name that pussy.
Do I?
Or, like, at least attach some sort of thing to your pussy.
Let me look up good vagina names.
Let me see. There's the wallet. There's the
good
kitty cat. The
name.
Pussy.
I feel like I read
the
this.
Box. Y'all know official box owner, shout out.
But fur burger, that's a fun.
A fur burger? That sounds worse. Who wants to eat a furry burger?
The white people.
No, never have I ever been like, damn, I can't
wait.
Oh,
I like it. Your house.
Not your house.
Want to come home, daddy?
That is awful.
That was so fucking, you know what's crazy?
Oh, the garage. That's what
Cardi B said.
Cardi B said.
Your flower. Actually, my ex used to tell me, because whenever I was ovulating, he'd be like, he would talk about eating flowers.
But who eat flowers? See what I mean? At least we eat fish, bitch.
It was context.
Who eating flowers?
No one wants vegans, to fuck a fish,
vegans,
Mandy.
Vegans out here eating fucking flowers with their annoying ass.
Wow, one of the names. Flower pot, lady flower, penis fly trap.
No, bruh. Just no.
Why is catfish? Oh, people do talk about fish. Okay.
See? They call it a fish.
A black hole. I don't like that.
I don't like the black hole.
Poom poom, a Jamaican slang for pussy. Well, that's fun. International names. Ooh, this is fun. Okay, El Salvador, they say pupusa. Do you remember in Sex in the City?
Here we go. Go ahead. Say your Sex
she
in the
was
City
like,
line.
It's my puseta.
I do like puseta.
Me too.
It makes me feel Spanish.
You can have a pepita in Mexico.
Is puseta Spanish? What is puseta? Is puseta
a mule? A muscle?
It sounds Brazilian, shot? Right? I mean, Portuguese.
Dus in Portuguese. Germany, it's your box. In Serbia, a pid or pizza? No, absolutely
no?
not.
No.
Well, you could have in Japan, a taco. Taco, you want to fuck my taco tonight?
Why are you, see, now that's
What's
racist.
What's the problem?
Now that's racist.
It's absolutely not.
I'm surprised that they call it a taco and Mexicans don't.
It's T-A-K-O.
Oh, taco, like taquitos.
No, Mandy. Okay, never mind. Apparently it's an octopus in Japanese.
Oh, it is.
T-A-K-O, taco.
Oh,
or you can have a tenima no yuri.
Okay, we're
it's a,
all right.
It's a,
well, I would say...
Oh, cunt is on here. Cunt's fun, too.
See, no, I don't like that. I don't like that. So the only thing I would say for you is if his dick is too big to where it's unenjoyable, that may, A, not be the right sex partner for you, or I would say do not fear using lube. The thing with big dicks is that they do cause a lot more friction inside your pulseta. And so if you're not wet enough, a big dick can be very painful, especially because... whether you got the AC blowing on your bed like we do here in New York or not, like there's a lot of factors that can dry you up during
well,
sex.
Well, it's also like,
I would say to use lube.
We don't always like consider, but like how porous it is, right? So for example, like when a dick is porous, meaning that it'll like suck up a bunch of juices, like not everybody's skin is like this, but like, hey, you might be wet and the dick just keeps soaking it up. So like you're fucked,
oh,
right?
That
like,
too.
It's things like that as well, which is why lube is super helpful. And I don't know. I feel like when I was younger, I got embarrassed about lube, but now I don't.
I don't.
But maybe I just have
bitch,
too many
I got two options next to the bed. And I told you I'd be having to be careful what I put next to
what
the bed.
Lube do you
a nigga tried to goddamn spray my linen cloth spray. I said, babe, that's not lube. That's not lube. Put that back. Put that back. So I got to put that on the other side now. I use Good Clean Love and something that I got from Adam and Eve when I bought the anal training kit they sent.
You used a free in-the-box gift lube?
No. They sent me the regular side. What was in my gift box was actually a pH wash. But I went and they have a sensitive organic lube on their site too. And it's so good.
I've used one that came with like a Lilo product. That's kind of, I don't know.
Oh, I have Lilo too.
I have Lilo. I have something called Queen V. But when I saw that they sold it at Walmart, I felt like I never wanted to use it again.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. So for the, and that's going to be a tip that I would get. If you're looking to use lube, because I was in a chatty house the other night and women were just like, they don't use lube. And I was just like, what the hell? Why do you not use lube?
Because people make us feel embarrassed about our fucking pussies.
Oh, and there are vaginal
yes, and I wash it too. Does it always smell like fucking water, nigga? I wash it. I put lube on it. The fuck?
But be careful because there are lubes that don't work well with condoms. Also, you want to look at the products. They do have organic vegan lubes. They have all of these things too if you're scared of what contents may be
in there.
Why does
that lube have to be vegan? You think they put milk in it? What the fuck?
Bitch, there's fucking milk in condoms.
I know.
We learned
saying,
that.
What would be in the lube then?
Some long words we don't know. You don't think so? You gonna look it up?
Next home mail.
All right, so next home mail. Before we get out of here, this one is actually a fear of sex yet again. Hi, ladies. I have a fear of sex and don't know how to get over it. I've had a couple bad sexual experiences that have made me distrustful of other people. Whenever it's a spontaneous hookup situation, I'm okay. However, if someone likes me and asks me out, I panic. I panic whenever I have a chance to think through the situation and basically talk myself out of dating the person. I know not everyone is a bad person, and I need to try and move past this. I listen to a lot of sex, dating, and self-help podcasts to normalize the conversation in my head, which has actually helped a lot. I also have gone on casual dates to try to get used to being around men without adding extra pressure on myself. This has helped me become more comfortable and around new people, but I usually don't move past a second date. Do you have any advice on what I should do? Thank you. I mean, I was going to tell her to go to therapy because clearly
there's just... I was going to say, stop listening to self-help all the time.
Wait. Oh, why?
I don't know. To be honest with you, this could be adverse advice for somebody, but I think when we consume ourselves with too much self-help and like... It's fucking overload, dog. Like,
I agree.
I was doing that like last week when I was super depressed and I was like lighting candles, meditating, doing yoga when I woke up, then still cussing niggas out. Like, it was too much. Like, I was just on fucking overload with like me trying too hard. And I think sometimes when we're trying, it makes it more difficult to date, right?
I agree.
I think also we can all agree that I'm not saying that I haven't maybe set the intention to date somebody, but you know, like your boyfriend, you met him
on Zoom
randomly,
baby,
and didn't expect it to happen, right? But when you're like constantly putting it out there, sometimes it's overwhelming. And I'm victim to this all the time because I have really bad anxiety. But I don't think that like the Horrible Decisions podcast can help you. And I don't mean that to like make you feel bad. I just mean like I think you're already getting enough stimulation and like over the top that like it's just another piece. And honestly, we only take the advice we want to hear anyway, like if it aligns with us, right?
Yeah. I was gonna say, actually, it can be draining as well to go on a lot of bad dates or dates that don't lead anywhere. That could be something that deters you from dating and meeting new people. The same way you said that sex, the couple of bad sexual experiences you had is keeping you to not want to have sex. Dating can do the same way, to where then you just don't want to be bothered with anyone. But then too much alone time when you want to have someone around can also be bad, either with anxiety or feeling like just depressed because you don't have the interactions of, you know, being around someone else. I think a lot of things that you should do too, though, is look back to what made those sexual experiences bad. And if it was trauma like rape, I do apologize. I don't want you to have to revisit that. But if it was something like our last letter to where it was just not enjoyable because the dick was too big, I think that you need to look back at those bad past sexual experiences and know that moving forward, maybe you need to be more vocal. If it's too big or that person is hurting you, you know that you need to vocalize that up front. If you're not wet and the person tried to just force his dick in you before you got wet, maybe have lube ready. Maybe let someone know that you really enjoy foreplay.
I was gonna say, maybe
first.
Eat me the fuck out.
I was
out.
About to say, maybe you need to tell your partner you really need foreplay before you have sex.
I've dated.
I
like,
think you need to learn yourself a little bit more.
I've been like super intimate with, right? Like one just kind of forgot to eat pussy and the other one is obsessed with eating pussy. And it was so funny because like, I remember thinking like, oh my God, this is like, just complete opposite, right? Like,
night and day.
When you're used to something and when you're not used to something. I mean, and honestly, I don't really be trying to have sex anymore without my pussy. But also, like, when you're with someone for a while, like, they need to know what gets you off.
Yeah.
Right? So at this point, I feel like, you know, it's very obvious where it's like, oh no, like, unless we were out all day, eat it.
But I think that...
And then even still.
Whether you're with someone for a long time and fucking them or it's a new partner, if there are things that you do not like sexually or you know that your body operates a certain way to where you know you're not going to get wet without foreplay, those need to be things you say up front. Because what if you're dealing with a nigga that don't eat pussy?
Well, we can't guess. Like, I think that's the thing.
Like, I like that.
We can't guess that someone's going to know how to fuck us. And like the good dick, good pussy thing is kind of antiquated way of thinking.
It is.
I've had sex with someone that someone else then told me was bad in bed. And I was like, damn, he fucked the shit out of me.
Right.
Right. And I'm sure I've been bad with some niggas and not with others. Right. Because like maybe I
not
put
me.
More effort into
no, I'm just
it.
Playing. I'm just
oh,
playing.
Definitely.
Oh, no. Well, to me, if it's not enjoyable to me, like I like showing out. So if I'm with someone where I realize I ain't even, like, I think I've talked about it on the podcast. There's some niggas where I lied and said I didn't suck dick. Why did I even have sex if I had to lie about me not sucking dick? Clearly, I'm just, I don't even want to take it all the way there with you. So I think that's important too. Like you said, like, sometimes someone is just not sexually compatible with us. So if those sexual experiences were bad, you have to also think
that
maybe.
But also good dates, though, like, they can lead to good sex. If you're having bad dates and then fucking them because they're cute, it's like.
Ugh. I fuck so many niggas because they look good. Oh, it was such a waste. Don't be fucking people just because they look good, because them good looking niggas don't all it's the way have it.
I'm telling you, it's once in a. I'd say half and half, 50-50.
Which good. I like them highs. I ain't gonna hold you.
They're not too bad.
You might want to do a 60-40 or something. 50-50, bitch. We gonna take our chances. Before we get out of here, guys, if you are watching us on YouTube, if you follow us on social media, you see that we have merch. I'm rocking our now vintage tour shirts that are on sale for only $18. Y'all go ahead and check out thewhorehive.com. Last week, we told y'all it's sold out. We are announcing now a motherfucking restock. Ho. Wait, what?
You really sound like that white girl.
Don't do that. I sound like I'm from the South.
It just sound like, you know what I'm saying? We got whore hop, whatever. I just talk like this because I've been around it.
Yeah, see, I was around it. That's how I grew up, pussy asshole.
No, I'm wearing the Mondays, our favorite shirts with Mandy. Oh, Weezy was tucked in the corner. And Weezy. And I think it's really cute and it's fun and it's red. And I'm kind of set tripping because I've got like.
You are.
And red on. What the fuck going on?
You bricking back and being boo.
I'm saying. But go on. whorehive.com. I'm so embarrassed. Wow. Get our merch. And if you want to get free merch, free in quotation marks, you can join our Patreon at the top tier. Patreon.com/horrible decisions.
Yeah, damn.
I almost said whorehive. Sorry.
And you do have to type in, again, that's patreon.com/horrible decisions because it is an 18 plus content platform. We don't post our porn, but sometimes we post porn links. And of course, it's very sex focused. I do want to shout out again going into 2021, all of our whorehive members that supported us in 2020. It completely meant a lot for us. And hopefully by the end of this year, we get to go back on tour, y'all. Hopefully, we'll see.
Hopefully. I'm bored.
Hopefully. Anyways, we are going to leave y'all with a 5-minute bonus clip from one of our bonus episodes. Check it out. Stay tuned. If you like what you hear, again, become a patron for as little as $5 a month for this bonus content. And so, y'all, we out of here. This has been yet another episode of Motherfucking Horrible Decisions.
Bye. Peace.
Hey guys, I've been listening to Horrible Decisions for a bit now, and I felt you might have some advice or could relate to the current problem that I have. First off, long story short, I recently, in the last 2 years, came out as bi. It's been crazy trying to be true to myself because of my background. My mom was highly against the idea of a woman being with anyone else but a man. But when I came out as bi, I started experimenting with threesomes, guys, girls, all that. And then one day I started realizing, I keep thinking about a threesome with two men who were either bi or gay or whatever. I just wanted to try it and I did and I loved it. So now I'm into that a lot and I never knew it before. Fast forward to last year, my ex and I got back together. We've been on and off for 7 years. I had no intention of going back after he was so upset about me coming out to him as bi during the last time we broke up. But nevertheless, here we are. I do love him. Our sex has been amazing. I just wish he was more open to the idea of a threesome maybe. I'm not even asking for him to try a threesome with another man. I know that's a far ass stretch, but damn, can I watch you fuck another girl? Can we fuck this girl together? I have needs. I can't deny my sexuality and it's sad as hell, but I take it slow because I know I just should have been open from the jump. And I've always known I was into both. I was afraid because I was so shameful. My question is, do you think there are any ways I can introduce the idea successfully to have a threesome? I definitely don't want to just bring it up bluntly like I have in the past because he'll probably think he's going to have to compete with a woman. Sorry, it's lengthy, but the story needed context. Until I figure it out, I'll be watching porn of all the things I wish I could try.
Child, now I see why you brought that shit on Patreon. I'm so sick of these goddamn how do I get a threesome with my partner ass questions.
No, this one's a little bit different because
she's just announcing that she's bisexual.
So I think it's in reverse, right? It's normally men trying to bring women in on a threesome. And I had a situation with hospital dick and with the Jesus dude I dated where they really felt like and believed that other women were just as bad as other men. In my head, fucked up. I have a sex podcast. I was like, but it's just a bitch. I'm not trying to fuck another nigga. And I will say this. If there is any ladies listening to the podcast, I know we don't often talk about men saying no to threesomes, but
I do believe, and both men that told me no have big dicks. I don't think it's a confidence issue. I truly believe it has to do with where someone feels like they stand with you. Hear me out. I don't think that men feel safe in threesomes unless they know who the fuck they are to you. Like, I think there's a reason that people that go to swingers resorts have been together forever and they're old as fuck. Like, I don't think that, especially you being on and off 7 years with someone, introducing someone else into the bedroom makes sense when they don't even know what the fuck they have going on with you. And maybe you could say he knows you well or whatever, but like, on and off for 7 years is on and off a lot. And it sounds like you're more off than on for a nigga to not know you've been by the whole time. And if you,
I mean, that to me is you coming from a completely emo place, because niggas are okay with threesomes before they know where you stand with them. Like, clearly,
but
a lot of
mine, I'm saying, I'm talking about in case where men don't. Your boyfriend, a man I've had a threesome with, these aren't the men we're talking about. We're talking about the men that aren't comfortable and where it comes from, maybe, right? So, I mean, that's where I'm putting my input in. And I know we can all talk about men we fucked that have had a threesome with, but I'm curious to know what y'all think as far as a man who is not. Not a man who is, but a man who's not.
I mean, I just think it could come from a lot more deeper rooted things, such as religion, such as their views on sexuality. Because, I mean, I did have someone early on that I was talking to, and, well, this wasn't recent at all. You know who I'm talking about. But he actually did not like the fact that I liked other women and didn't feel like he would ever really care for me to be with another woman, and came to me like, if I feel like you have to bring in another woman to the bedroom or that you want to play with women, it's because you don't feel fully satisfied with me. And so I think that outside of religion, outside of what the relationship is, a man could have some insecurities if you want to bring someone in the room at all. Like, mm-hmm. And I think that that's really where a lot of that stems from. It's more so him, a man feeling inadequate to please you fully. And that's why you're seeking someone else.
Yeah. There's an article I read, because when you try to like search advice about this, it's all about women asking, my boyfriend wants to have a threesome, what do I do? There's this article on bold.com. It's bold with the E at the end. And it says, my boyfriend and I tried to have a threesome and it destroyed us. And there's something really interesting about this. She says, at first I was freaked out. It was moving so fast. Maybe I should have told him I was nervous, but I just wanted to be spontaneous. And see, I feel like if someone's telling you no before it's even happening, like, this is a blessing in disguise. Threesomes can end so badly if you all don't know where you stand. And I think that, honestly, it's better left undone than trying to fuck someone else with someone that doesn't want to do it. Like, you know, we hear about men kind of coercing women into threesomes so much. And I think that as women, we've got to really respect fucking boundaries. And if you got to fuck someone else that bad, and your kinks are that important, then girl, that nigga ain't for you.